Hi, I'm Priya Bates from Toronto, Canada.
And I'm Advita Patel, based in Manchester, UK.
And we're co-founders of A Leader Like Me.
This season of A Leader Like Me is all about building a culture of inclusivity, and we have got some incredible guests for you.
I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, welcome back to the A Leader Like Me podcast. We haven't talked to you for a while. We're getting ready for season four, and a lot has happened when it comes to A Leader Like Me in terms of Advita and I really rethinking what the purpose is of the podcast and of the organization, of the agency, in terms of the role it plays from a culture inclusivity perspective. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what we've been up to, Advita, since our last podcast season ended?
No, it feels like such a long time ago that we interviewed those remarkable folks who are talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and what they're doing in the world of work to help improve the world of inclusion. And from those conversations, and since the book was released in June 2023, as Priya said, we've been talking lots about what is our future with A Leader Like Me, and what does that look like? And we've had some incredible conversations, not only on our podcast, but also with clients and colleagues and peers within the communications field, but also HR and equity, diversity, inclusion consultants, which has really made us reflect on what it is that we want to try and add to the community and how we can help build these cultures of inclusion. So A Leader Like Me, as some of you will know who have been with us from the start, started in March 2020 when Priya and I connected after I asked Priya to be my mentor when I was starting Comms Rebel. And from that, our conversation evolved and we started A Leader Like Me, which was initially a membership aimed at underrepresented women of color who wanted to build confidence in the work that they did and also to be seen. Since then, I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, Priya, and it'd be great to hear your thoughts as well, is that things have changed, not as quickly as some would like, but things have changed in terms of what organizations are doing to help people thrive. And we've seen a bit of a shift in behavior. So where our membership was initially quite vibrant and needed, and we feel that we worked with, I think, almost 60 women.
I think it was almost 70 women from 12 countries. And one of the things we know for sure is when we talk to some of those women, many of those women, we change lives. You know, we've seen them thrive. We've enjoyed watching their journeys and seeing them navigate the workplace with that extra courage and confidence. But I think that, you know, having the book come out and the conversations we've had with the book, I think we noticed there's a little bit of magic that happened in that process, Advita, that we realized what the book was, which the book, to remind everybody, is Building a Culture of Inclusivity, Effective Internal Communications for Diversity, Equity, Inclusion. What we realized was that it kind of was the intersection of all of the skills and all of the work that Advita and I have been doing for a combined, 50 years. 50 plus years. It was that intersection of our expertise in internal communications, our focus on employee engagement and our love for employees and organizations, that focus on change management and transformational change, which is what's happening in these spaces right now, and our passion for diversity, equity, inclusion, that really creates a culture that brings everyone in an organization together so that it can not only survive, but thrive.
Exactly. And we knew from the conversations we had with our members through A Leader Like Me that there's still a lot of work to do. So even though organizations were understanding the need of building more inclusive cultures to help their people thrive, there was definitely a gap in what Priya just explained in terms of the communication that we would do to colleagues in the organization, but also how do we do it where it's inclusive, accessible, and available to those people who need to know what they need to thrive in the workplace. So from these conversations, we have transitioned, I would say, Priya, well, yeah, transitioned is a good word, into more of a global consultancy, which means that a leader like me is now working with clients who have global presence, where they work with multicultural employees and different cultures. And Priya and I are helping these organizations build inclusion through effective communication, change management and change comms processes and transformation. So we're using these skills that we've gained in our 50 plus years, which just feels quite scary to say, I'm not going to lie, because I still think I started comms about 5 years ago, but using all the experiences that we have gained and helping these organizations at a global scale. And it's quite exciting, isn't it, Priya? It's just, it feels really exciting. We've had some incredible conversations with a group of people who are going to be joining us as our collective as well, which we're very excited about. And our collective are people from across the globe, which just demonstrates our global presence as a Leader Like Me consultancy.
And we've been very conscious of bringing to the collective a real diversity of individuals and skill sets and experiences to inform the clients that we have from around the world as well. And we had something happen. We had a client contact us just at the end of last year, at the end of 2023, that we've started working with and have started testing our theories and our practices to help them go through some big transformational changes to adjust to growth and to really understand their global marketplace, because that's where they play. And that's been a really great experience, hasn't it, Advita?
It really has, because it's tough, right, to know, because, you know, we clicked instantly, you know, when we first connected properly in 2020, early 2020. And, you know, everything we always say, didn't we, through the book process and through the conversations that we have skills that complement each other. When it comes to delivering client work, this was a big test of our skills, considering that we're 5,000 to 6,000 miles away from each other as well. You know, we're in a very unique position. So being able to bring our skills together to help a global client who's going through some ambitious growth right now, who is on the verge of doubling the number of folks that work with them and also the revenue and everything like that. And being able to work together with through a leader like me kind of lens has been quite a powerful experience. And I think it's been, I think it's just reinstated, or, you know, that what we have to offer is more than a membership and training and workshops. You know, we did that really well over the last few years. Both of us have spoken at plenty of, you know, events and conferences, and we delivered workshops together. But being able to work together as communication professionals with a diversity, equity, and inclusion specialism has been eye-opening, for one, really, to see how we can work well together despite our distance. And the biggest thing for me is the feedback from the client.
Yes.
You know, the feedback from the client, the CEO, who we formed a great connection with, was, you know, we both fed back to them a couple of weeks ago, right, where I was in Las Vegas and we tuned in, and just to see that, and this is what, again, and I just haven't thrown in that random Las Vegas remark. I was away celebrating special occasions, and it just again demonstrates you can still have quite a big impact in organizations through a multitude of different ways, right? I know you went and traveled and saw, yes, the client in person, which is brilliant, because you know, they're based in North America, but we're still able to have these powerful conversations with chief exec despite our location, and we can still make a difference, which is why we decided, through a leader like me, a global organizations is where our sweet spot is for the global consultancy. We each still have our own consultancies. You know, Priya still got Inner Strength in Toronto, Canada, and I'm still working with Comms Rebel in Manchester, UK. But a leader like me is a combination of the two, working at a more global scale, specifically for those organizations who have multiple sites across the globe.
And I think what was great about that conversation you were talking about with the CEO, we had gone through an audit exercise where we had looked at the organization and talked to, did focus groups, talked to leaders, and really tried to understand their people. And where they were going, went through their strategies. They were very, open about where they were now and where they were headed. And the line that I loved that we heard from the CEO was, "You get us and you know where we're going. And I'm confident that you're going to help us get there together." And that was really, really exciting for me.
It really was. And we're like, I wish we recorded it.
I wish we'd recorded it. But it was the fact that we were communicating some really tough feedback to this leader. And things, there were some things that were absolutely great, but there were some challenges that obviously they knew there were challenges because that's why they called us in. But for us to be able to clearly say, here are the challenges, here are the spots, here are the areas that we need to fix and that we can help you fix in order for you to get to that next level. And have him, nodding his head and very engaged and really getting excited and acknowledging some of the challenges as well and being able to address them. It was just again, I always use that word magic, that when you know you're going in the right path, it just feels that everything's flowing. It's going so easily. And we feel that way as we bring in various experts and leaders into our team as well. We're really committed to bringing in that diversity and really experiencing, we know what's possible. We're going on a little bit. We're taking some chances. We're going to try, we're going to work with some really great organizations. And I think we're on to something. We're essentially bringing the lessons in the book to life.
To life. Yes, exactly. Right? And it just reaffirms, both of us are very aware that we are good at what we do. And that's something that we're never going to apologize for. And I am very, I'm very open to that, and I think we should own the skills that we have gained over the last, like you said, 50 plus combined years, and help these organizations that are struggling right now, and communication professionals, HR professionals, leaders who know there's some challenges in their organization and understand to an extent what these challenges are, but don't know how to address them. And that's where we come in. And we are, having that conversation with that CEO reaffirmed again for me that we are good. Like, we are good at what we do. We put in the work.
Don't be so surprised, right? You know, but apologies.
Yeah, no. This is what I mean. And when people can be a little bit coy about this, you're like, oh, well, we did this. And I'm like, no, because we have put in the work. We have put in the energy. We've put ourselves on learning every day, even though, like you said, the years that we've got behind us, we're still learning every day. Now, both of us are cultural intelligence assessors, which means that we can now do assessments around cultural intelligence, which is, again, a skill that we knew would be beneficial to the work that we do with the leaders that we work with. So both Priya and I can do those assessments now, and cultural intelligence is something that's interesting both of us. Because we realized that in order to work with multicultural teams, you have to be culturally intelligent and you have to know what this looks like. So we invested in those skills, and we undertook the training and the assessment to make sure that we are offering what is needed right now in organizations as well. So it's not like we're sitting here on our kind of laurels thinking, oh, we've written a book now, so we're experts in absolutely everything. That is definitely not the case. as much as some people may think, I think it was Dr. Jonathan, wasn't it? Which always makes, I always refer to Dr. Jonathan. Dr. Jonathan was a guest on our last season, and he's an inclusive specialist. So he's done a PhD in inclusion and he understands inclusion really well. And I remember a line that he shared, which was three book experts. The three book experts that go into organizations because they've read a few books on that topic. And that really hit me, actually, because there's nothing wrong with learning from a book and applying it to your, you know, to your teachings, I suppose. But I, you know, both of us actually, Priya, we're very keen on making sure that we are bringing value to the organizations that we support, and we are driving you in the right direction, because both of us, through our individual consultancies, have seen the catastrophes that can happen when you work with individuals or you try and do things yourself and it doesn't quite work, and it's more harmful than when you've done nothing at all. And we've seen that. We've seen the after effects of that. So we know that through a leader like me, we can give you the how. And we said when we launched our book that the book is a practical guide on how you can implement some of the work that is needed to build a culture of inclusion, which is why the book is in two parts. So part one is all about the why. So that's where we talk about the trust, we talk about strategies and models and frameworks, and part two is how we do it. And that's the part that we're bringing into the consultancy, is the how. So how can you build that culture of inclusion through effective comms?
And I think we're really at an interesting time here, right? As we hear about, DEI is dead, there's reduced investment, there's changes that are happening in these organizations. What we really are realizing is that the way DEI, let me put this again, DEI done wrong is dead. That's what I'm starting to realize. And DEI done wrong, you know, you mentioned Dr. Jonathan Ashong Lamptey, who we had such a wonderful conversation with in our last podcast episode. What stood out for me was when he talked about DEI being flags, food, and fun. Right? Yes. It's all of the noise that we're creating in the calendars. I had dinner with DEI folks, and that's what they spent most of their time talking about. Instead of talking about how do we create an inclusive culture for everyone so that everyone can thrive and everyone can belong. And we believe that's what leads to the results. So, you know, we're focused on KPIs. We're focused on actually driving change, helping people through that change through the communications expertise. And it's really, it's all connected, and it's DEI embedded. And I think that's the work. Like, organizations who are saying the flags, food, and fun is creating noise and is actually not contributing to bottom line. And they're saying, but we still believe that we need to focus on employees. We still need to believe that our culture is important and everyone being included in that culture is important. But we don't exactly know how to get there beyond the flags, food, and fun. And and that's the that's, again, I keep using the word magic. I shouldn't use it so often, but it really is. It's when all that stuff combines where we can say, here are the challenges. Here's how we can work with leaders. Here's how we can work with teams. Here are kind of the projects that bring people together. And we can see that. And this is what's unique to you, because it's not the calendar that everyone is doing so they can check boxes. It really is saying, who are you as an organization? Where are you going? Who are your people? What's on their minds? How do we actually create a conversation? Let's get past the campaigns. How do we create conversations that connect people to move forward and actually deliver on those KPIs that an organization needs? It's so much bigger. It's connecting everything that we've known.
Yeah, it's creating that environment where every person in your team feels like they can belong and thrive and feel included in that. So when I work with leaders, and I know you do the same, it's, what are you doing for your team to ensure that you're giving them the tools and the resources to succeed? You know, what does that look like? What does that feel like? And it's as simple at times as having a conversation with the team to find out what's working and what isn't working, or understanding some of the challenges that you may be bringing as a leader in that team, and the barriers and the blockers that you might be putting in place inadvertently sometimes, or sometimes consciously, because of the fear that you may face in this space. You know, we help you understand what that is and why your team may not be succeeding as much as they should be. And often it's down to either psychological safety elements, you know, where the environment isn't quite right for them because they fear speaking up, the fear innovation. they fear doing things differently in case they get called out for it and they want to keep the head below the parapet. Why is that happening? You know, and that's some of the stuff that really excites Priya and I to dig deep and do that deeper dive to understand what is it? Like as Priya said, you know, flags, food and fun is fine in terms of raising awareness of certain marginalized communities that may not get the visibility that they deserve and need, but and what? So what? Like, what are you doing to help that community thrive as an individual in that organization? Because going and putting something on the intranet to say that we're recognizing Women's History Month or International Women's Day or Pride is not enough. In order, if you're interested, I would say, in growing your organization or delivering on your mission and your vision and what you promised your customers, your clients, or, you know, or some of your service users. And that's what you kind of need to think about. And that's what we're there for. And that's what really gets us quite excited, right, Priya, to kind of work with these organizations who know that they need help. And that's the key, that we know we need some help, but we just don't know how. And what that looks like. And that's where a leader like me comes in. And that's what season four is about as well, exactly, which we're really excited about. Our new podcast
season. Yes. And it's really talking to those organizations and leaders who are getting this right globally.
Yeah.
And they don't have everything right. So let everybody is still working. We're learning. The space is changing as the world changes. We're dealing with new competitive pressures, new, you know, social pressures as well, political pressures, right? So it's really about what are organizations doing really well that we can highlight to you so we can learn from them. And we've rounded up some great leaders that we get a chance to talk to this season. And we can't talk about all of them because we're still doing interviews, but we've got a few that we could probably talk about that we've started recording interviews with. So Courtney Williams, who is the head of communications for the Obama Foundation, and her, the way she talks about coming into the Chicago community where they're building the library and the foundation was fascinating, really understanding that community dynamic, which I would never have really thought about it, but thought about as a challenge. But it was really great hearing her story.
Yeah, that conversation was incredible. And Courtney is an inspiration herself. You know, some of the work that she has done for the Obama Foundation and for other organizations has been, you know, remarkable. And as a communications director with a great interest in inclusion, it was a real powerful conversation. And I know that when you listen to it, you're going to get take away so much from that. And we've got, you know, we've got organizations from Kellanova, Pepsi, you know, we've got Green King, we've got Pixar, we've got some incredible folks who are going to come on. Sodexo. We've got some incredible people who are doing some fantastic work in-house as a practitioner or professional in inclusion, diversity, equity, and communications, where we're going to be talking about the how. We're going to bring the realism of doing this work, right? You know, I know that a lot of consultants and authors and, you know, people like that get a bit of backlash in terms of being a bit too high level with some of this work. Like, you know, you're telling us that this is wrong and this is wrong and this is wrong, but now you need to tell us how we can change this. And that's what we're hoping and will be actually bringing on our season four of the podcast, the people who are doing this every single day, the people who are working with leadership, the CEOs, every single day in how they're baking in inclusion, not just sprinkling it on top of performative or tokenistic measures. And I, for one, am excited about these conversations. And if Courtney's conversation is anything to go by, we've got a great season ahead of you.
Yeah, and that'll probably start sometime later this month. We're still in the midst of recording those episodes. So we want to make sure we've got back-to-back episodes that we can launch, that you can listen to on a weekly basis for 8 to 10 weeks. We've got a new website that is going to be launching soon. So you'll get to see our services that we've got, our new services and our new team. We'll introduce you to that team. And we've just, you know, It'll be really fascinating. It'd be great if you come along for the ride. You'll see some of the trainings and workshops and speaking that we're happy to come in to do with your organizations, facilitated conversations with your organizations on culture. I think our offers, global offering is going to be very robust.
Yes. And we would love your support. You know, we really want as many people as possible to listen to our episodes. You know, they're completely free to download. And, you know, if that's the one thing that you do is to kind of forward on the podcast episode to somebody who you think may find it interesting so they can do something different in the workplace, that's, you know, a job done, I would say, in terms of your contribution to helping build inclusive cultures as well. But as Priya said, we'd love your support. We want to try and get the podcast in front of as many people as possible. If you've got ideas and thoughts for future guests as well, then please do drop us a note on our LinkedIn as well. We're on, both of us are on LinkedIn, but you can find A Leader Like Me on there. You can follow us on Instagram under A Leader Like Me, or you can drop us an email at info@aleaderlikeme.com. Whether that's sharing guest names that you think would make great guests for future podcast seasons, or thoughts that you might have, or things that are missing for you that you would love us to contribute to. As Priya said, if you want us to come and speak in your organization, if you want us to attend an event to share some of our discovery work as well, then please do get in touch.
Now, so on to the next episode you'll hear is going to be on our new season. So thank you for joining us today. Thank you for letting us give you an update. I know that, you know, it's always interesting when you start a new venture, especially when it's a partnership with somebody who's so far away. You just don't know how it's going to go. And I think we've done great work so far, but we're extra excited about this next phase of A Leader Like Me.
Yeah, we can't wait. And hopefully we will see you soon. Stay in touch.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode.
If you want to work with A Leader Like Me, then you can follow us on Instagram or LinkedIn. Just search for the handle A Leader Like Me, or you can drop us an email at info@leaderlikeme.com, or you can visit our website, aleaderlikeme.com, where we share our services and the workshops that we offer.